Clemens Alvavis discussed in Parag Gimel a few reasons why the Avodas Hashem, to come to Shah Avodas Lekim, the highest dargo is the dargo of Akara Sichlis. When intellectually you come to the awareness of Avodas Hashem through Limud HaTorah and Kiyum HaMitzvos. And this is greater than doing Torah Mitzvos Hesoros through Schar V'Yoinish. If a person performs Mitzvos through Schar V'Yoinish and his Hesoros is through that way, it's not as great as if he has a voter comes as a result of Limud HaTorah. And it comes as a result of the Limud HaTorah, then logically he comes to see the godless HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is greater than if he comes to see the godless HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of his Schar V'Yoinish. And the Chovos HaVavos gives seven reasons to show that this is a higher darga if the Soros comes through Ayiri HaTorah. He mentions that, number one, you cannot do the Shem Shemayim as much if you do it the Kavod Ashiris for Schar V'Yoinish. So you do not do the mitzvah, the Avodas Hashem is not Shem Shemayim as great as if you would do it for because of Sichlis. If Sichlis comes from Limud HaTorah, if it comes from Limud HaTorah, then therefore your Avodas Hashem will be a stronger Shem Shemayim than if you do mitzvahs because of a Schar V'Yoinish. Number two, we mentioned that Tetzah, if you learn Yisoros comes through Torah, therefore, not because of a pachad, and not because of a schar, but it's ayiri asechol. So, if that's the case, number two, you'll be able to do it b'kol yecholus. B'kol yecholus, you give everything you have if Yisoros comes because you see the goddess of Bori. If it's because of Schar V'Yoinish, it's like a love of a woman, I cannot love her, Nicole Yecholosi, if I know I'm marrying her for her money, I'm marrying her for prestige, I'm marrying her because of other things. Because once you take that away, so the Kodesh gets weakened. But if you love a Kodesh Baruch Hu, because logically you're learning, your mitzvahs have made you that way, therefore, you put in b'kol koiches. Your koiches into the Avodas Hashem is much greater. Number three mentions the idea that the Panimius HaNefesh, what we call the Chovos HaVavos, is more apparent when a person comes to Avodas Elokim through the Seichel than if he comes through Schar V'Yoinish. The Panimius HaChovos HaVavos affects the heart. And number four, and this is what we're discussing now, the fourth thing he says is the avode hish chaitsa yisoros ayidei haTorah he kemo mavo al avode anavas ma'avodes haseichel, that the Torah is a vehicle to understand v'hi mishulo v'garin hazura b'adam. If a person comes to avodes Elokim through limud haTorah, that Limud HaTorah is compared to a pit, to a seed that you plant in the ground. If you plant in the ground, HaTorah Sheish Avodesu Me'atorah, Doim LaTorah Sheish Adom Me'oyibud, Macharisha V'Nikiu, Ho'ezor She'alikim Mesayel Li'odim Ba'avodoso, Doim LaGeshem Hamashkes Adom. That means, if you put something in the ground, and you plant it, and you till the soil, harvest, everything you can with the soil, plus it rains, then you're going to have a plant, you're going to have a tree bearing fruit. So too, if you go ahead and learn Torah, the Avodas Elokim, you practice Avodas Elokim by learning Torah, and also you have the help of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps you to fulfill your Avodas Elokim. So Totsi, it will come out, Kash Yikra Tachas Shal Avodas Elokim HaNavas Mitoch Yisoros Idea Torah. There has to be a source of Idea Torah. But a person learns Torah, he's got to be more. If a person plants something, the plant goes ahead. If he works on this plant, so it the seeds produce a plant. So too, if he learns Torah, it should affect his whole personality, and it should bring out his Soros. Shetisharish bilvavos avodas lakim. Shetaser rak leman shmo yizbarach. It should affect his whole personality, that whatever he does, it should be leman shmo yizbarach. Lo shim kabo schar. And not because of schar. Lo mitoch pachar elonish. But no other reason. I follow the following example. The Mishnah says the Chafei in Sukkah that Horchei Mitzvah, Shluchei Mitzvah are potter from the Mitzvah Sukkah. And those people are those people that go ahead and are going to a Shir, Mekabel Pnei Rabo, Pnei Shuim. They are potter from the Mitzvah of Sukkah, Oisik Mitzvah Potter Mitzvah. It's those people that go to the shir. Those people are traveling on the bus and the van, and therefore, if an oni could come in the middle of a highway and ask them for money, they're potter. However, if a person's hearing the shir, and it comes as man the mincha, it comes as man kriyushma, the Gemara says, Mufurish and Dafirim Shabbos, the mafsik and Talmud Torah. So Talmud Torah, you're mafsik Talmud Torah for mitzvahs. However, if you're going to learn, okay, derech schar alicha, the alicha to tamator your potter. To tamator itself, you're chayiv. You don't say, oisim mitzvah potter the mitzvah. Yet they're going to do the mitzvah, you're potter. Why don't you also say it by the mitzvah itself? So it's only said by the heksha mitzvah, not by the mitzvah itself. So there's many gizmos in our sameach on this, but the Rav Dov Soloveitchik wanted to say very simply, the whole tafkin, the whole purpose of Talmud Torah is what? Nishmo Lassos, it's going to be Talmud Torah, Nishmo Lassos. That's all Tafkin. If a person were to learn all day, and he said, Oisik Mitzvah, Patim and Mitzvah, so therefore he'd be Patim Kol HaTorah Kulu. He'd be learning and learning, and he's Patim Kriya Shema, and Tefillah, and Brachas, and Tzitzis, and Tzedakah, and everything. Just learn and learn and learn. I don't feel like davening, so learn. I don't feel like saying Kriya Shema, so learn. I don't feel like putting on Tefillah, so learn. Learn a Patim from everything. That's you're denouncing the whole purpose of learning. The whole purpose of Talmud Torah is the Torah. That's only a vehicle. That's the miracle of bringing your source to Avodas Hashem. That's where the whole tafkid of learning is. You're to enhance your Avodas Hashem. Your source is not just that you do the mitzvah. More than that, that's what the Dovah Salvation says. You don't say also the mitzvah, but not the mitzvah. But more than that, that the mitzvah will grow. The mitzvah will grow. You have more tzaris in the mitzvah if you learn Torah. But if you do mitzvahs, and you're only HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of Schar V'Onish, you have a limitation. You have a limitation. Therefore, the limitation is that, first of all, we'll see further on that you can grow. And also, your tzaris will not be of Yisat Rishmah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't help you in this. He'll help you if you plant something. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to help us. You can plant a lot of seeds, but it doesn't mean it'll be a tree. Every seed will be a tree. But when it comes to mitzvahs, you do the mitzvah. So you already did the mitzvah. It's in the bag. You did the mitzvah. You put on tefillin. So the sage, you get orsoris. Just from that, especially during the Torah Schar, so the soros is not as great. Because you don't have the siyata shema, you don't have as much as the siyata shema of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Fifthly, he says as follows, that mitzvah satorah, if a person gets his soros from mitzvah satorah because of schar v'onish, there's a limitation. There are tayag mitzvahs. Machlokes Ramban and the Rambam and say for mitzvahs that there's such a thing as tayag mitzvahs. Ramban says no such thing as tayag mitzvahs. This happened tayag towards the Gemara or Moshe, the Gemara in Makis. But there's no chalos shem tayag mitzvahs. But anyways, there's such a tayag mitzvah d'rais Ramban. There's a limitation. So therefore, you can only open a kodesh baruch hu ad kam v'sulo. You'll do all the mitzvahs. There's a limitation to how many mitzvahs you can do. So therefore, you open a kodesh baruch. But if you do the mitzvah sichlius, if you want to understand that your understanding is coming through what? Torah. Torah has no gvul. And therefore, your resource for avodas Hashem has no gvul. To get excited about a kodesh baruch hu, there is no gvul. There's no such thing as ad kam v'sulo. Brachas amoz. Brachas amoz, and you're finished. You finished the mitzvah. You finished the mitzvah sukkah, that's it. So if I finish the mitzvah sukkah and I get his schar for it, so therefore if that's how I obtain my yisoris to avodas Hashem, through kiyum mitzvah, so my yisoris will be as limited as the mitzvah is limited. I do the mitzvah today, not tomorrow. But if my yisoris is not just because of kiyum mitzvah, my yisoris comes from the seichel of limud HaTorah is b'ligvul. It comes before the bria was even created. So limud HaTorah is b'ligvul, so avodas Hashem is b'ligvul. There's no such thing as a limit by avodas Hashem. Avodas Hashem is b'ligvul, without a border. So he says that mitzvahs asichlis, hochus, misravus, and they will multiply according to the vunish shel adam b'gdulas habori v'tuvo. The more he understands the godless habori, the more even HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. The more he understands the godless habori in a mitzvah. I never realized the importance this year. We're learning sukkah. So a person could say we should have already started learning Shabbos and prepare for Chanukah. And after that we should learn Megillah and prepare for Purim. So why are we learning sukkah? It's not like we're talking about sukkah. This should enhance our avodas Hashem. We're so medactic and so much lumbus on the defanis, so much lumbus on the schach, so much lumbus on chamsa mum silsla. There's so much lumbus in all the halachas of Guras and Gurachas and Lovin, all the halachal moish mesinais, which many of us don't even use halachal moish. With the Parshat Amoris doesn't know it exists. To him, a sukkah will be possible if the definers don't reach the schach. As far as he's concerned, he doesn't know for these kunst. He doesn't know any of this. So what are we learning it for? To medaktik and mitzvahs and mitzvahs. And I have a shim, I vote as a shim. How medaktik of every little thing there is of one mitzvah sukkah, which the Gemara calls a mitzvah kawa. We're spending our whole year on this. A mitzvah kawa. A mitzvah kawa, which you cannot mekayim today. If you want to sit in the sukkah, you're meshigin it. You're not mekayim any mitzvah if you sit in the sukkah. And this mitzvah sukkah can bring out the avodas Hashem and avodas Hashem and the avodas Hashem. The medaktik and mitzvahs, and you see the beauty and the lumbness of every line in the Gemara and of Rishonim in the Poskim. So he says, this always grows. This has to grow. That's what the Dovra Melech says. Harina Hashem derech chukecho. Hadricheni v'nisiv mitzvosecho. Hat libi al edosecho. Let me see your edus. To appreciate this, how far and vast your mitzvahs are. And this is Kavona. And Gvul Vesov Vachom Ma'ashanu Mechuyavim Ba'avarasecha. Tamuras Tovasecha Atzminis. The Meshe Ain Gvul Vesov Tovashat Oisimanu. He says, you know why? There's no Gvul that avoids Hashem. Because there's no Gvul what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us. There's no such a thing as God is finished with me. He doesn't like me anymore. He's finished. He did enough chesed. Stop. Every second a man lives, and even when a man doesn't live, chaz di HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if the chaz di HaKadosh Baruch Hu is without gvul, then our avodas Hashem, our avodas Yesoris is without gvul. There's no border. There's no border, there's no limit. There's no limit. So Mimela, there's the Mila. The Avodas Hashem has to be not just through the Maisa HaMitzvah. It has to be Sichlius. We have to understand the Ribbono Shel Olam and understand when we take do a mitzvah, we have to understand and try to contemplate and think about the mitzvah, what we're getting out of the mitzvah, and how beautiful the mitzvah is. And it should affect our mind, and then think and think and think about it. And we're very, very good at that. We're very, very good about thinking, especially the shtus. Shtus! We're very good at thinking of shtus. Thinking things that lohoy of l'niver. The boss told me he wants to see me tomorrow at 9 o'clock. I couldn't sleep all night. If I told you that a policeman went ahead and followed me 2 miles last week on the highway, I thought I was a goner. A goner? He wasn't following me at all. I was going by 65, and he was going for a change 65. Right down the highway. But in my mind, what went through my mind in those few minutes, that's man. He thinks of it as a shtus. Shtus vehem. But goes in his mind, especially by Shmon Esrei. But the idea is that goes in his mind, if you say, I davened Shmon Esrei yesterday, and my whole cup was on Wall Street, and I had a good plan of making a good investment, and after I finished my Shmon Esrei, I called my stockbroker, and I made an investment, and I made myself $10,000 yesterday because of the Shmon Esrei. Before Shmon Esrei, I never had this idea, and after Shmon Esrei, I had an idea. No! 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 It's not a good thing, but no! I give it all to Zdaka. No! But ask my brother if that's considered Mr. Bobby Avera. Ask your far rabbi of this. No! Oh, but Shtus Vehevel. What was it? Shtus Vehevel. And we contemplate, we think what they think about us, what he thinks about him, what they think, and he's so involved, and so involved, and so involved. And what do you mean by that? The boss wants to be at 9 o'clock in the morning? What does that mean? Because last week I didn't do my job properly. I'm going to get fired. I'm going to get this and not ready. And things run in my mind. Run and run. Out of proportion. It doesn't make sense anymore. You just go out of your mind. Out of proportion. This is exactly how you are in that Kodesh Baruch Hu. This is exactly when a person tries to be tactic and everywhere to do the best for that Kodesh Baruch Hu. In my mind, how can I better myself, improve myself? This is the godless Abori. We should think of this. How to improve myself, my Avos Hashem, through these mitzvahs. How this mitzvah should elevate me. How I should grow greater and I shleimus on him. My shifa learning, my shifa in godless, shifa for godless. There is no shifa. We box ourselves into Orthodox Jews. That's it, I'm an Orthodox Jew. I'm a yeshivish abacher. I'm a yeshivish. No? Anything higher than that? Haredi. So I'm a Haredi. Ultra Haredi. There's nothing higher than that. Now I'm really realizing that Hashem. And Oyvah Hashem, there's no such a thing. There's nothing higher. And Oyvah Hashem says that I have to go higher. That's exactly the definition. And Oyvah Hashem means I have to go higher. And I'm not going higher. If I don't see the romness from every mitzvah and striving more and more to improve. So this is how Oyvah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He mentions that the tzaddikim horchozim ko yemeim tshuva. And they show you mosifim lahakir b'cho yom yoser as gerulus HaKadosh Baruch Hu alakim. This is the God of Zaborim. We say it many times. The big business, the big businesses. The airlines, they're big business. They're always constantly interested in improving. What do they have to improve for? Especially if they're the only airline that goes to this country, to this town. They always have to improve. Because if not, they're going to go bankrupt. You have to improve and improve. Always trying to please that customer. That customer that probably got this free flyer. He got this free trip. And they try to come back again. And they smile at him. They do everything to please him. He never paid me a penny for this trip. To please him. They want to have a shem tov. Allah has come a comment to even a Kodesh Baruch Hu. You never can be satisfied. After the milo, the milo, the milo. And the sixth thing he says, I want a Kodesh Baruch Hu to Yisrael Shil 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 Some leave umeichin es atzmo lekayim also, veinhin nimnas mimi shavakish also. The avoda anavas mitoch hakor sichlius ein b'koach adam lagia elal b'shemus elav es amsus gedola al yidei ezrus lekim. A person that comes to avodas lekim only by mitzvahs does it on his own, just the mitzvahs. However, we said before, if it's because of sichlius, he has to need Ezra Selikim, he needs the help of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And the seventh nafkamina is that a person that even a Kodesh Baruch Hu through mitzvahs, he can be do mitzvahs and have tithe to. Has tithe for others. Or tithe for things that are mutawach. However, a person is the source of Yidei HaSeichel, he works to machnia and to destroy the tithes of Guf. There's no tithes, it's purely Seichel. When it comes to that, he doesn't need, he doesn't have any tithes. He personally surrenders himself completely to Oivir HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not to have his tithes be a part of his life. He elevates himself. And tithes means it takes him away from Avodas Hashem. The tithes are taking us away. If it's a Shem Shemayim, a piece of kugel is a Shem Shemayim. But if it's just mamish, it's a Shem Taiva and Taiva. So therefore, he cannot go higher than Avodas Hashem. Avodas Hashem has to be to complete Betuach Hashem and to do B'kol Koiches. And therefore, he says, Avodas Hashem, the highest dargan in Avodas Hashem, is that he goes ahead and is Oivir Hashem through Yisoris Ayidei HaTorah, which brings a chizik to the Seichel. It's like supplying the Seichel with how to be Oivir Hashem properly is through Limud HaTorah, and the Limud HaTorah will bring the Seichel with the help of HaKadosh Baruch Hu closer to Shleimus Adam. It's the highest dark of Avodas Hashem, more than the first ones of Oivir Hashem, only because he does mechanic, he does mitzvahs, which are basically a schar, he does a mitzvah, and aver, he does an oinish. So the highest dark of Yisoris is Al Yedei HaTorah, which is, supplies the chizuk to the Seichel to be Oivir HaKadosh Baruch Hu.